Hello and welcome to Akkerboom Archive Anecdotes, taking you inside more than 165 years of Dutch shipbuilding heritage. Hosted by four-generation family members Henk and Aad Akkerboom, the podcast brings forgotten stories, hidden treasures, and remarkable anecdotes from the archives of Akkerboom Yacht Equipment to life. This episode tells the story of the historic gemeenteschool at Hoge Morsweg in Leiden. Henk and Aad recall their childhood memories of the building and share anecdotes passed down by their parents, while highlighting its new role as a hub for learning and preserving heritage.
The old school that was attached to the house we were living, it used to be the headmaster's house from the beginning of building the school and the house by the local government of Oegstgeest. And originally it was a school with two classes for the sixth grade that were there. And later on, one classroom was added. So nowadays, as it is now, there are three classrooms. And when we were young, the school was already not functioning anymore and was a facility where I think in our time were a plastic factory. Yep. They were making the sponges,
parches,
and mattresses and all kind of things from foam. And it could, on certain days, it could smell very badly after when they were producing or cutting foam. I don't know if it is true, but there was in our house was a little corridor, our garderobe. I was always under the impression that it was a way, an internal way to the school, but I don't know if that's true. I can imagine that the headmaster could walk from his house to the school.
Yes, directly.
Directly.
Yes. Yeah.
And about 10 years ago, when I was still a director at this shipyard, the family De Vries approved the purchase of the school, which was at that time owned by the government of Leiden, because it was our next door neighbor territory that we could buy. And I advised the De Vries family to buy it, and they said yes. And the intention was not very clear at that moment, but it was our next door neighbor that we could buy, be it for parking purposes or whatever we would see in future.
Yeah. And not even for storage. We didn't use it. It was just the right time to buy it.
It was in a very bad shape as a building.
Yes.
The roof was leaking, and everybody knew that a lot of work had to be done to make it useful again for future purposes.
Which the government ordered us to do, to restore, to renovate school. And after that, we made some new plans for renovating it and making a big new office behind the school. That was about 2015-16.
Oh, yeah.
And but business being not very well at that moment, they stopped those plans, and the school became worse and worse.
Yeah, it deteriorated. Yeah,
yeah, deteriorated. Yeah, and until the point that we said we can't go in anymore.
It's unsafe.
Unsafe, yeah.
Okay, and then Mervin was in the meantime the director of the company.
Yes.
And he made an agreement with the De Vries family and the builders for a restoration.
After, of course, we had the fire in Hall 3.
Ooh, yeah. That was the game changer.
The game changers, yes. The canteen, we had to remove the canteen on the roof of Hall 3,
mm-hmm.
And that made the problem was, where do we make our new canteen? And then the school came in vision to use that
for that purpose,
and not to put back a canteen on the roof of Hall 3.
Okay, and then the plan was taken to make a restoration on the outside, because it was a local government.
A monument?
Monument.
Yeah.
It originates from something like 1860, 65?
76. 1876.
Okay, 1876. Yes,
and it was a school. It was closed in 1935, so it only was open for about 60 years.
Yeah. And a nice detail is that our father and our mother went to that school.
Yeah.
And they couldn't finish the school because it was closed, to be closed. So the last 2 years of their primary school, they went somewhere in Leiden.
In Leiden, they go to Leiden.
Okay, so in 1936, it was already closed. Okay. Nice. All right, and then the renovation took place, and it was done first on the outside.
So the restoration of the roof was also done by the company which restored the outside.
Okay, that was the outside restoration.
Yeah.
Okay. And we were very glad to be invited for the official opening.
Yeah.
External and interior restyling was done.
Yeah.
And it was fun to see.
The Hoge Morsweg, that's where it is located, you could say, between Oegstgeest and the city of Leiden. It was called the appendix of Oegstgeest. And it was just one road on one side ending on the Rhine, River Rhine, and the other side on
farmland.
Farmland, yes. And it was a not hardened road.
A dirt road,
yes. And I think about four or five families lived on the Hoge Morsweg.
Originally.
It was divided, not important in this case, in Catholics and non-Catholics.
Of course.
But of course, there was a sort of separation because they went to different schools, different churches, of course. But it was a sort of community. And it shows that our father found his wife on the same road, on the Hoge Morsweg.
Yeah.
So it was a small world.
Yeah, dirt road. And when you see pictures of the Hoge Morsweg in those days, what appears most is that there were much more small waterways.
Yeah.
Sloten, as we call them, being parallel to the road, Hoge Morsweg, and land inwards on a 90 degrees angle
across.
And if we compare that with the present situation, a lot of these canals have been closed.
Yeah.
Okay. In those days, I can remember, especially in the winter of 1963-64.
Yeah.
We used those little waterways to go to our school. Our primary school was in Leiden. It was a long way to walk. No bikes
or children
to walk. And then in the wintertime, when the ice was sufficient thick, we were allowed by our parents to go on skates through the canals. And it was maybe it was 5 minutes against 25 minutes. Yeah. So it was a big difference.
Yeah.
But all those little waterways have gone now. So it's hard to imagine that you did this in the past. If you look at the present situation in that area now.
Hmm. Yeah.
The old school, after the restoration.
Yes.
The school where my mother used to say that when she was sitting in the classroom, the windows were that high, the underside of the windows were that high, that you couldn't look to the outside world. Not without reason, of course, but...
Yeah, all the details are, you can see where the children put their coats on a stain board with the old numbers of their, so they could remember where their coat was staying. And another thing is the lamps at the ceiling.
In the big room, yeah.
In the big room, in the canteen.
Yeah.
So to say, which come from the center of Leiden, hanging upon...
The main shopping street.
Dreestraat in Leiden. The architect found them back and was able to buy them. So it's a real original detail coming back in the school.
Old street lights.
What you can see as well, it's very nice that you can look at the roof from inside. That gives
you look into the roof.
Yeah, you look into the roof, which makes it...
See the structure of the building.
Yeah.
The nice thing is that it's... has the old looks again, looking at it from the street, the structure of the building. And I think they put the roof tiles from the rear side to the
Front side, because they were original gray.
Yeah.
And later on, when they enlarged the school, they had to divide those tiles from back and forward. So they made red tiles on the front.
And now
the city council has said, make it original again and change the sides.
Okay, so all the gray tiles are now at the front side.
Front, yeah. Yeah.
As it used to be.
As it used to be, yeah.
Nice. At a certain moment, Mervyn informs Aad and me about the restoration of the school really taking shape and that it was going on and that he intended to have a small display of the old materials from the archives on a sort of a permanent basis, but with a bi-monthly interval to be changed, and asked Aad and me to provide him with details of what was in the archives, items that could be used for that purpose on a 6 themes, so that every 2 months display can be changed. And Aad and I are working on that now. But for the time being, a lot of photos of the old boats being built in the period in Boskoop and in Leiden are on display now. And that's for the time being.
Yeah. And after the summer, we start looking for the other 5 themes and make the collections for those.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information, visit our website, ayeholland.nl/archive.